dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
We rolling?
Yeah.
We good, CJ?
Yeah, you back.
Hungry ass nigga.
Yeah. CJ back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga been gone for a good minute, now he back.
He got
good.
Food, he show up.
Yeah, mashed potatoes and shit. Eating good.
Yo, CJ, I know you ain't gonna let these niggas talk to you like that.
That's how we gotta get nigga back. Next time, we'll start lying. Nigga, we got pasta.
Nigga only wanna show up when there's food, right?
Nigga, we got...
All right, hold on.
Face full of chicken grease. Yeah. All that starch you shoving down your mouth. Look at you.
Hold on. Yo.
Tell him we got fried pork strips down here.
Yo, hold on. We're gonna talk shit about CJ. But first of all, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already.
Huh?
And we is back. Welcome back, CJ.
Welcome back,
man. Where the fuck you been hiding at, my brother? Jesus Christ, man.
You been shaboobing.
But you have noticed how this nigga show up when it's goddamn chicken. So this is how he did, right? I'm talking to
find out y'all ain't come for the chicken.
Right. For the food, right? So I'm chilling, minding my business, right? Like I always do. So CJ hits me, says, "Yeah, just so you know, I am pulling up today. Did your mom make spaghetti?" I'm like, "God damn, CJ, like, what fucking difference does that make, my nigga? Like, well, why don't you just show up to work?"
Man, like, I can't blame him, man. Spaghetti is good, though.
All right, cool. But show the fuck up, nigga. Why spaghetti or not?
He had to change his drink. I knew it.
So now
take that food punch.
So
I
tell him it's ginger. What do you say? What OG say? Ginger cumin. In the chicken, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and shit. CJ says, "Yeah, I'm on the way. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Ready for it."
So that shit is fucking wild with motherfucking CJ, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you one more time. Take all that wisp out of your voice, nigga. That shit. Sounds real freaky.
Whispering
though? Yeah, that's his CJ voice. Got a little too much whispering.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm in the way. Okay. Hey, little girl, how you doing over here?
Yo, don't do that. No, come on. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Come on.
That's funny.
Man.
Wait till you see my.
Not real quick, though. CJ wasn't here though when we had the last conversation. CJ, would you eat ass?
Oh, here we go.
Would you eat ass, CJ?
Yeah, look at
you
smile.
You have a lady.
He can't wait.
The nigga said, CJ said, "Not while I'm eating chicken."
You know what I'm saying?
she listens to every episode, right? Or nah, you lied.
She might listen.
She don't listen to every episode? She does listen to every Okay, cool. So you eat ass, huh?
Yeah,
there you go. He said he's gonna kiss and tell, so I'm gonna go. That's affirmative.
Affirmative.
You know
what I'm saying? Affirmative.
You're not wrong eating a little butt, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Throw honey on it.
I was hoping he was here when we talked about it last time, so I had to ask him while we was here. Yo, so shout out to DeVille Eastside. What up,
honey butt?
Honey.
R. Kelly eat butt.
Just shut up, Dave, because I felt like I know where you was going.
R. Kelly underage. That's what he eats.
Nasty
motherfucker.
God, he's fucking filthy.
Nasty.
Jesus Christ. Raleigh, what up?
Spicy.
Durham, what up? Nightdale, what up? Cary, motherfucking Asheville, motherfucker. You definitely. Charlotte, what up?
What up? You Shibumi.
New York, what up, White Plains? What up? Still ain't seen Youngers yet, Dave, but I'm pretty sure it's coming, hopefully. I don't know. You promised me. You promised me. I thought you made
Youngers
a phone call.
Youngers probably listen to Underground.
The shit is free. Like I always said, the shit is free.
Don't worry about it. You just know how to do it.
We're on your iPhone. Rate us, please. Shout out to the broke niggas that don't try. You guys are some fucking real losers. I swear to God. I don't like people that don't try to do better for themselves. You know what I mean?
It's hard.
Well, why are you shouting them out?
Because I want to motivate them. Go do better. Stop being lazy. Stop being, go get a job. Go do something. Forever.
Some people, it's hard to get motivation to, like we told you.
No, nigga. I feel like everybody should be motivated to do something in their life. Because everybody's a star in their own way.
Yeah, everybody's supposed to do something.
That was cute.
Dave,
everybody's a star in their own way.
Shut the fuck up, Dave. Right, come on, man. I'm inspiring, star. I think.
Yeah, that's what you, we supposed to do.
Hey,
you tell him.
Hey, Moses.
You tell him.
Moses, you're a star.
And Moses is a star.
Yeah, I'm a Moses podcaster. I'm not a star, not a rapper, not a singer, not a pimp.
You stupid.
Stupid podcast.
Shout out to you motherfuckers that do listen to us though. And if you don't, fuck
you, stupid.
You. Fuck you. It's cool. You will be soon. It doesn't fucking matter. Shout out to Cleveland, Ohio, because they like to use drones.
You know what I'm talking about?
They like to use drones to drop the pack off at the jail.
He hold his mans down.
He hold his mans down? That's what you want to call it? So I seen something where they said they got it on video where they use a drone for them to drop down some marijuana and a cell phone.
You know what I'm saying? They boom.
That's crazy. They're using drones now.
iPhone?
So they're not putting it in their ass no more. They
the
using
Galaxy?
A drone. They
using the iPhone or Galaxy?
I don't know what kind of phone they dropped off. They dropped them off something. He had the pack.
Probably had a Net 10 phone.
You think so?
Net 10.
Yeah. How you phone feel? Had a blunts in it.
How you feel about
one
that?
One of your phone.
Get it how you live, man.
You know what I'm saying? One of your phone had blunts in the phone they thought was a phone.
No, there was a phone in there.
I'm just
in there on Facebook.
I'm just shouting them out. I'm glad they ain't putting really it in right. their ass to get it in no more. They just drop it from the sky.
No, there's still people with contraband in their ass. Think that's not going on. Everybody don't have drone money.
Yeah.
Everybody don't have drone money.
Niggas just got booth money.
Yeah. You gonna tell that dude that always put a hand in somebody's pocket to go get that.
If you niggas got locked up, would y'all smoke? Would y'all smoke weed in jail if y'all got locked up?
I don't.
Did you know
it
coming in
it.
Somebody's ass? Would y'all?
I never want to be locked up.
I understand that, but I'm just saying. You happen to be in that. If you happen to be in that scenario, would you smoke?
A nigga, I'm going to have to smoke it. But I know it can't. It's crazy, nigga. I don't know nobody like that. I'm going to go fucking mad.
That's crazy.
I ain't got no fucking backwood. I don't want to fucking play no chess, man.
You run the backwood in the ass? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Nigga.
Oh, man. You want to smoke.
You know what I'm saying? That's trash, bro.
They got... Have bigger things to worry about.
How you gonna know, like, you know what I'm saying? The weed is fire, it smell like boo boo, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn shit stink. Yeah, it stink, nigga.
Yeah, it stink.
You know that nigga ate. Yeah. He done ate jail food like you, it's coming out. Fuck out of here. Fuck wrong with you. Talking about you want me to smoke?
Yeah.
Came
man.
Out your ass?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. That's what they want you to do.
That's funny.
Like Eddie Murphy said, they came out your ass. I want that shit.
I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't want that shit, man.
They called him an ass sniffer.
Right. Hey, look, you know how they get in here, don't you?
Yeah. Like, he'll call me an ass smoker. That's really eating ass, nigga.
Yo, so
you know what I mean? That's a new definition, eating ass, nigga. Put this in there, shorty.
Shout out to the New York
Don't
Sour.
Never said I did nothing for you.
The New York Sour.
That's nasty.
The New York Sour.
I can't push it.
Did you guys hear the Baby's album? It's called Kirk. Did you guys hear the Baby's album?
No, I'm wanting to listen to it. I didn't get a chance to.
You didn't get around to it yet?
Nope.
I know it's hot.
Dave, you know Dave?
Nope.
Damn. Well, I listened to it.
How was it?
Yeah, yeah.
What tracks you like on it?
I heard the intro. That's the only thing I heard, though.
The intro is hard. Hold on. Let me pull
it. That song, Him a Little Baby, or that's old song?
Hmm?
Nah, that's on that's off that compilation, the what's them niggas compilation?
Oh, I like QC compilation. I like this shit called Bop. That shit hard. I like this shit called Toes.
It's better than his last one. Care what you like, nigga.
This nigga asked me what tracks I like
to me.
Hmm?
His last one good to me.
I know, it's better than the last one.
Had my nigga Flo.
I think it's better than the last one. I think they both align together. Honestly, I think both those albums align together. I don't think it's better than his last one. But he got some shit on here.
So good.
But it sounds like his last album. Good. Honestly,
they got any features on it?
Yeah, he got a joint with Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo. He got a joint with Nicki Minaj. He got a joint with Stunner for Vegas. Kevin Gates, Chance the Rapper, Gucci. I mean, he got some joints.
Was that Kevin Gates hard?
You it's can't called remember? Pop. I mean,
what about the
I
Gucci?
I can play it, but I don't
what
know.
What about
Dave,
the Gucci?
I know Dave don't want to hear it.
What about the Gucci?
I got a track with Gucci on this.
Yeah, but it got Chance the Rapper and Gucci.
Ew. Yeah, he ain't.
I don't care too much for Chance the Rapper.
I know
I'm not.
Some people don't.
That's a hell of a combination, I would think.
Want to hear a little bit of it or not?
No, I don't.
See, I told you. I hate Dave, man.
Chance the Rapper, a different kind of dude, but the same, you still got to give him respect, though.
Mm. Shout out to him.
Ain't getting bread,
he does
so,
do his thing.
You know, like, just feel like it's a different kind of rap. It's just, it's different.
He's independent.
Can't get mad at that. Yeah.
Yeah, happy rap. Ain't nothing wrong with happy
rap. Yeah. Because I'm happy, that's for real.
Right. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you haven't checked out the Baby's album, check it out, because I fuck with that shit. I've been goddamn. What are you talking about? You laughing at CJ. Look at this nigga. This nigga Moses. He's retarded, man. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with this dude, man?
All I can see was like, is she? All I can see in this nigga face. Was this shit good as shit, bro?
He's killing that plate, though. He's killing the plate,
that
though.
Nigga
he's killing
that.
The plate.
That nigga drunk that Pepsi so hard. Like,
oh, my God.
It looked in the air. It was like, damn, this
he
shit
was
good
as fuck.
He's
just trying to quench his thirst.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, he's good. He's chilling.
He's dying, nigga. CJ bit the styrofoam plate.
This is delicious, nigga.
Holy shit.
You gonna do
don't bite the bone, CJ. Don't bite the bone, bro. Yeah. Don't bite the bone.
Yeah, that plastic fork is gone.
You saying eat the bone like Nori nigga on the food shit.
Yeah.
Nigga ate the whole rib.
Dave, I hate them bullshit ass cheap ass plastic forks though when I them shits break so easily.
Now you just need to calm your hungry ass down. Man.
Oh my God, whatever, man. I hate them shit.
We're hungry. Right. Why you getting them cheap ones anyway? You just want to be disappointed. I mean, I'm saying, I'm getting cheap ones and complain. This is bullshit.
It's content for the podcast.
The goons is right there. It's just a dollar extra,
man.
Shit
is
not
supposed,
say your teeth.
It's not supposed to break when I try to eat some mashed potatoes.
Like, yeah,
what the fuck?
Okay. And it's not also some raggedy trash bags they sell too, right? What the fuck just keep popping?
You, I hate you.
Why do you ask crazy questions? They got Shaqs out here and they got Jordans. What you want to do? What do you want to do? Huh?
Right. Yeah. You're complaining about the shoes you get from Payless.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, B. Right. You don't that's get
true.
The watered down liquor and then get the real. What you want?
What you saying? I shouldn't go to Family Dollar. I should go to
Family Lion. Dollar, but get the right one. Come on.
Damn, this guy.
Fuck you talking
come
about.
On. Shut the fuck up, Moses.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Tell him. I'm sick of this shit.
Man, check out the baby album, man. He rapping. Check out I like baby. Him because he rapping, man. He a rapper. He from North Carolina. Charlotte, yeah, what up? You
know baby, get heavy.
About to fuck nut up.
Yeah. Man, who y'all think influenced the culture the most between like Jay-Z?
Look at this thing.
Like an old
Lil Wayne.
Sounds like an old topic.
Eminem.
That wasn't even on a fucking.
Yeah, but we ain't discuss it.
So listen to the list, nigga.
So shut the fuck up, Dave. Yeah. What's God damn. Who you think influenced the culture the most between Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne?
You said Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Eminem?
Yeah.
Is that the only influence you got?
Do you want to add to it?
Who do you think? How about that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna open the question up. The fuck? Better.
That all you have. Well, who the fuck you think, period, nigga?
You know who brought the game to the ball where like niggas really had to speak. Nigga.
Say it.
For me, I'm going to hold my man down. You already know, man.
That chicken was good, huh, CJ? Ain't no meat on the bones. I'm sorry, Moses. Go ahead.
Well, anybody got in the game, man.
No meat on the bones.
Killed that shit.
Pause.
Yeah, ain't no meat on the bone. Hi, CJ. Yeah.
CJ was mad as fuck. What the fuck would you say?
Right, what you say that, man? I can't even eat chicken no more.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit this shit.
Go ahead, man. What was you saying?
You already know what I was gonna say.
No,
nigga.
I know.
Busta Rhymes, nigga.
Oh, here we go.
You think Busta Rhymes influenced the game?
Has his lyrics not been hard? Throughout his whole lyric before he got like older.
Busta Rhymes is an anthem nigga. I wouldn't say the most lyrical, but he is an anthem.
He's a lyrical dude.
He's
have you not been listening, man?
Nigga. I'm saying that he's known.
I'm talking about anthems. back in the day, like for the
ever since Jimmy Crack.
Or you talking about like new now?
I'm talking about
what time you talking
in
about?
Your opinion?
Yeah, just your opinion. Busta. Okay, Busta.
If you talking about a different point in time, I'll name somebody else. Huh?
What would you say, Dave? That was nasty, Dave.
Sleepy.
Nigga yawning on us. The audience hates you, just so you know, Dave. The audience hates you.
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't.
If anybody was going to say you would hate it, but Lil Wayne would be
done.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying, Lil Wayne, but I'm listening to Dave.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Wayne. I mean, not me personally. I mean, I know like, a lot of niggas like want to be like him and all that shit, but.
Like. Why would you say
I don't want to be like him?
I just look at the consistency he had. Like he really did, especially in like when everybody was gone, he really did look hard right there.
Oh yeah, he definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Run.
So it made it look like damn, he held it down.
But Wayne has
like you know what I'm saying? From my eyes point of view, you could like look at a lot of people thought it was a star. He's different now. Like he's
I look at
I think
Wayne
he's gonna be changed up, but I think Wayne.
I look at Wayne as like one of the main influences because of like the tats on the face, the dreads, the lean, the rock star look, the you know what I mean? Like it's just
auto tuner.
That. Like just all and he was rapping his ass off. Like honestly. Like Wayne was definitely rapping his ass off. So that's why I said Wayne. You know what I mean?
I ain't mad at that.
Why you didn't say Jay-Z though? I'm gonna hear that.
Why I didn't say Jay-Z?
Since you're a New York nigga, why?
I don't think everybody wants to be like Jay-Z. I think more people were more influenced to be like Lil Wayne. And I think that's probably because New York is just New York. And then the South that's like a whole region. That's, you know what I mean? Wayne from Louisiana. You know what I mean? But niggas from Atlanta look like Wayne.
Okay, yeah.
Niggas from Texas look like Wayne. You know what I'm saying? So. Okay. I look at it like that. But, I mean, it's a South thing, period. It's how I'm looking at it, too. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's more, the South is more of a region. Like, you got Texas, you got Louisiana, you got Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. I mean, you know what I mean? Tennessee.
But with that being said, okay, you say
Florida.
We say Wayne, right? But at the same time, haven't Jay-Z given these same dudes a little knowledge?
He has, but I don't think he influenced.
As far as the business, I think he got all the influence.
You see what I'm saying?
No, like, I'm talking about as far as majority of people.
I'm talking about like in business sense. He might give them a nice.
How many rappers? How many rappers look like Jay-Z?
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Jay-Z, that like
he's talking
a lot
about
of
the
people.
Business side. Niggas got a lot of influence.
Oh, well, I can understand that.
You see what I'm saying? They got a lot of influence. I'm not talking about rap style because.
But that's the business culture. That's not the hip hop. Is that the hip hop culture?
Yes, because you have to be. Hip hop is like business. Nigga, you got to have know your business. You can't be talking shit and not doing your business. That don't make no sense. We're not going to follow you.
All right.
Like your boy Snitch Nine.
We're going to talk about him in a second. But I understand what you're saying.
Just the fact, I mean, not even not just him, Master P. Just
that's another one.
The fact
right.
that the way their contracts were set up,
right? So,
niggas knew what.
But everybody ain't niggas dressing wasn't, and trying to look
especially
like Jay-Z. Is what I'm saying.
But niggas wasn't making money especially until niggas like, wasn't really making money until P came.
I think a lot of people started like, sleep
and
on
show
P.
niggas all how right. to make money.
What I'm saying is, Lil Wayne is the reason why a lot of these dudes can just get on a track and just say
and
anything.
And you just influence. So just is that good influence or bad influence?
Say that one more time.
Is that negative or positive that he influenced niggas to get on a track and say anything?
I mean, to me, bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just cause if you just rapping and not saying nothing. You influencing a whole bunch of bullshit.
That's why I don't put him. I wouldn't.
But that's what's going on right now, right?
You know what I mean, because you influence bullshit, and I just don't recognize bullshit. So.
I mean, that's but a lot of the music. I mean, to me, I like it, but
you gotta
I
look
understand
at
it.
Like everybody still took a part of the game.
It took
I feel
me a
like,
while.
Especially
a while.
Wayne with Lollipop. A lot of people doing Lollipop records. If you see.
It took me a while to understand the music.
You know what I'm talking about? Like
now.
It's a lot of Lollipop and a little autotune and a little. Little bebopping going right now.
Right.
So I feel like he's still taught them the game what to do.
I'm not saying he influenced it in a good way. How about okay. that? I'm not saying that. It's definitely in a bad way. You can get on the track and say anything you want. You putting I'm not knocking none of it. I mean it just is it's whatever you like. You know what I mean? It's not what I like. But I mean tats on the face, doing lean, doing drugs, whatever. Let's do tight clothing, like you know what I mean, a lot of things has transformed when Wayne was doing but he was the hottest rapper, you know what I mean, he was on every feature, he was coming out with solid albums.
Do you feel like Wayne put a lot of people out, try to help people? Cause
yeah,
like,
I do
you can,
yeah,
try
I mean,
to put
shit.
People
be,
on
Drake?
But you can't push them to really do too much, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but Drake did his thing. Nigga Minaj did this thing. He had the whole Young Money run.
What about the rest of the people on Young Money? Do you
what
think
about,
they should
I mean,
have pushed themselves, or you think that was his fault?
The three is Drake, Nicki, and Tiger. That's it. The rest of them niggas don't matter. That'd be totally honest with you. Them niggas
what about
that,
a lot of people fuck with
now? Because like we didn't see that beforehand. I mean, we knew who the stars was, but we thought like they was gonna rise too.
Especially I didn't think that.
Young,
you thought
artists.
That.
I didn't think that.
I didn't think that at all.
I didn't think
that. That was
old boy Gutter? That's one of them.
Right. Nobody knows. Play. Nobody cares. They don't matter. That's what I'm saying. They don't matter.
I didn't
don't try
remember
to figure
gutter,
out
gutter,
who the
though.
Fuck the
no,
Young
I'm just
Money
saying.
Crew was. Them niggas is
trash. The only reason I'm in Gutter because I used to listen to Waka Flocka. He was on some shit.
Waka Flocka. Shout out to Waka Flocka.
You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Flocka.
Gutter Gutter was kind of nice, but you got to understand, Gutter Gutter was up on the Little Wayne, so he was like teaching him how to rap.
Yeah, whatever. Niggas is trash. All them niggas is trash.
Yeah. Can't push a star if they ain't not a star. Mm-hmm.
Tekashi said he don't want no witness protection after all of this.
But Tekashi want no star.
What? Mm-hmm.
If you say that. Let's say that.
You said Tekashi wasn't a star?
Tekashi was not a star.
He was a star. His sales.
Yeah, he was definitely a star.
Could argue like, that.
He was definitely
not
a star.
Not a star to me.
Right, I mean, right,
you know
right.
I mean,
right.
I didn't
but
like
see,
it.
But you can see it.
They put him in that.
I couldn't see it, but.
But like.
I say it wasn't for me.
No,
but
saying,
the kids like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
bro,
but at
the
same
see.
Time, he was young, right?
Yes.
At a young age, you can come up with some good lyrics. You know what I'm saying? For the kids.
It's not about the lyrics for the
kids.
Nah,
they don't give a fuck. It's
but
all
at
about
the same
sound.
Time, they the ones that's really listening to it. And we're not being honest.
But the lyrics ain't for the kids. The lyrics is for whatever the fuck he just talking.
But half
the kids
of
the songs
I'm talking about like teenagers and stuff like that. They the most ones getting it, right? Yeah, he's not really caring about.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not his.
We're not his target. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Can I ask you this question real quick?
Hold on. That being said, like, with us knowing, we already knew this thing, right? This fake. You see what I'm saying? But not the kids. They're like, oh, this nigga hard. He go with everything. He's around everything. So he's able to spit that stupid shit.
He's starving for the kids, man. Kids love him.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that rap is a kid's sport? Do you believe that you have to be young? You can't be...
No, you don't have to be young.
Nah, you don't have to be young, but I'm just saying, or you gotta find your audience. Better to be young so you can know what to do. And
it's mainly controlled by the youth, but you can find your ways through that. You know what I mean? You don't have to make music for the kids, but...
A lot of people popped off maybe like 30, 38, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the kids mainly control... Cause they're the biggest consumers, the kids and the
right,
women,
right,
especially the women. I think like that's what I you heard it a lot of times.
You make songs for women, you
that's
good.
What they said. Like they like to listen one because they the ones like even the trap shit. Ladies like this is
And then they turn their men
jump on
shit.
What ladies like, and that's the crazy. It is right,
right.
You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might be with some shorty. What the fuck is that? That shit hot. Right.
Shit, my wife bought me Thug Motivation 101.
How about that?
Yeah, the first one. She purchased that for me.
Yeah, she was.
she was like, yeah, you need this.
That was a good album. But she would have gave you that last one.
That's one of my top five albums.
She gave that last one. I'm like, nah.
Well, no, nigga, I streamed the music now on Tidal. So, whatever, man. Tekashi said he don't want no witness protection, man. Like he gonna walk around, he gonna continue his music career.
He gonna put the CD up in the frame.
He said I'm assuming he's feeling safe. Is he safe?
Who?
Tekashi.
I'm fucking. You little bitch. No, just fuck with. I mean, I guess he's.
Is that crazy or what though?
Some nigga was trying to fuss at me about
the nigga
saying that he had a right because they kidnapped him. He was extorted. I'm like, what? I was like, what? I said, so you
that's their argument out here, bro.
Man,
that's their argument.
Bro,
I'm
I
like,
said,
man.
So you get in this game, you could just be like, fuck it up, you're saying. Nah, that's not what I'm saying, but that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's crazy.
But that's how
you know what
that's
the life brings.
Look at it though.
You can't do that.
We'll see if he good out here.
You think he good, Dave?
I don't know. We'll see.
What's the album going
to
be like?
Who's to say he going to be?
What's the album going to be like?
Who's to say he's going to be walking around Brooklyn?
He probably going to come out with an album and the whole shit is going to be like, you goddamn right, I told you. Look what they did to me. The shit you just said, Moses, about somebody arguing with you about. You know, that's their point.
You can come out with a
book
now.
And that's not how it works.
You can come out with a book now. You good.
Well, we're going to talk about some other snitching shit. I want to...
Move to Paris.
You said what?
Move to Paris. Nobody knows him.
Fuck with my nigga Dave. I'm going to piss Dave off real quick because he put me on this nigga, man. Same
from the top. Riding through the streets looking so lame. Fishbowl tents on so
same. Playing this
most
old shit.
Most do it not like dope fiends. Few faces looking mean.
Why
you
hating
nigga,
on man.
Me for? Why you hate? You never said shit before.
Play some new shit.
Wait, now that I'm doing my thing, yo. Feeling jealousy furthermore.
Powder.
I know why you mad. Your daddy ain't shit. You ain't gonna be shit. You hustling it. I know why you mad. Seeing my wish, you seeing
oh,
my
yeah, they ready for that.
Get off my dick.
Doubt it.
Fuck, boy. Brand new V.
Room.
Brand new key. Blow that back.
Right,
brand new three keys.
Come on. Fuck OT. You gonna play the whole fucking song? Let's go.
I ain't playing the whole song, man. Shut up, nigga.
Come on.
My nigga dude. Troy Ave, right?
You gonna play the whole
Let's go.
Song.
You put me on Troy Ave, Dave. Shut
Let's
up,
go.
Right
yeah. Troy Ave is tough.
So they trying to say Troy Ave was a snitch, or is snitching because he's taking a stand on a situation he got going on with Tax Stone. I don't know too much about Tax Stone, so I'm just be honest. Dave, you from New York? Do you know?
Nothing other than him being a podcaster in the blood. That's about it.
Okay. Gotcha. So I fuck with my man's
being from Brooklyn.
I fuck with my man Troy Ave. He got into a situation to where he ended up getting shot. It was at like a show or a concert or something like that. He ended up getting shot and he shot back at whatever was going on. His story is that he got shot and he wrestled with the other person with the gun and then shot back at him. So then he ended up getting charged with murder, attempted murder. Because somebody, got killed behind all of this, right? And firearm, you know, this is New York, so New York laws is different than ours. Yeah. You know
what I mean? He didn't get that attempted murder charge because somebody got killed. He got the attempted murder charge because he was shooting back at homeboy.
No, I know that part. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what he said he got charged with, because I was listening to him on Drink Champs. And he said that he ended up right. He said there's no defense laws in New York.
Right.
So in order
for him, supposed to have a gun anyway.
Period. But he wrestled the dude that shot him, took his gun and shot back at him. So he's not supposed to take the stand. But he's saying it's also in the FBI documents that that person told them that that was Troy Ave's gun, and he did all of that action. That's what he's saying. He's saying that that was all his action. He did all of that shit. So now he has to take the stand and say, nah, I had to wrestle with this dude and react, basically. You get what I'm
explain
saying?
Explain the story.
Is that snitching?
Or is he explaining the story? So you just want to be, say nothing and get an account?
Yeah, to some people's definition, taking a stand in any way is
snitching. Right. You know, in any way.
In any type of way.
But what would you do?
But
I can't sit here and wrestle a nigga with a gun that shot me, and then I got it and shot him back and all this other shit, and they want to charge me for all this shit.
They're trying to charge you with the gun and shit?
Yeah, saying it's my gun and all this other shit, because there's no defense laws in New York. Like, what the fuck I'm supposed to do then? And like he said, he lost custody of his kids. He lost a lot of money. He had to sit in jail for 2 months. All that shit.
You gotta explain the story, man.
So he has to take the stand.
You gotta take the stand. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Either it sounds like it's either he fight for his life or he just take whatever's coming to him.
Like he just fighting for his life. Because I fuck with Troy. I feel like he ain't that type of nigga though, man. Things that happen to happen. I don't know what happened in the situation.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know why they fucked.
You know what I'm saying? I can't say, so it's fucked up talking about the situation. But for that, you know what I'm saying, do that, you gotta defend yourself, brothers.
That's definitely a touchy situation.
Yeah.
I tell you
what you gonna do is if the nigga tell on you and say all that bullshit.
I just put like, if I was in this situation, I guess I had to do like, bro.
Yeah, I do what's best for you at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
I got something to go home to. Like, you understand? I got a lot of shit to go home to.
I think the niggas say the same thing about Tekashi, though. He trying to do what's best for him.
What?
Nah, because
that's
it's
not the same. No,
because,
man.
Nah, it's not the same.
I'm saying, you can justify that as the same thing, nigga.
You can't, though.
He trying to do the best
for
his fam.
You in the gang. You knew the gang.
You can't fuck with that.
But see, I understand what he's saying, and that's what people going to be saying.
Right. Although he was involved, he's still trying to do the best for him. He got fucking
kids. Okay, I understand. I understand what
you're
saying there, Dave. Yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah. But nah, though. It's still not the same as a Troy Ave situation. And one thing I like about Troy Ave is he's completely independent.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's one of the artists out here that's completely independent. He signed no major deals with nobody.
Sound like his swag, too. We got some nice shit, though.
He kept it in New York, too.
Like, I ain't trying to be funny. At first, I ain't like his swag. I talk about songs. I was like, okay.
He kept it in New York.
I fuck with him.
When did that independent wave start, though? Like want to just be straight independent. I just want to own everything. Like when it really went, because a lot of that back in the day, niggas was just signing the majors, getting advances and shit like that.
And that's what I'm thinking.
The shout out to Troy Ave, he completely independent.
Yeah.
Young Dolph, independent. Was Hov, is Hov completely independent when he was first coming in with it? Well, I want to say, yeah. Reasonable Doubt didn't do, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that's the motive, like, with any of you. Yeah, what's the start?
What's the definition of fully independent? Because they had a partnership with Def Jam, so.
Right.
Partnership independent or what?
I think, like, back in the day,
Def Jam was doing promotion and a little bit of distributing or whatnot, but, right. You know. But, yeah, as far as that, they were splitting it, what, 50-50 or something like that?
Yeah. I think, yeah, they was 50-50 partnering with
them. I don't know. I don't know what the definition of independent is.
Shit, Nipsey was completely, he was independent.
You remember, okay,
I think it was signed. That last album came out.
Well, the album was signed. I'm talking about before all that, though.
So.
Like, that was the only album that was. Well, that was his only album. That was his first album. Everything else was mixtapes.
Yeah, whatever. However niggas want to put their stamp on the project they put out.
Still, like, before time, when niggas came out, CDs was popping. Mm-hmm. They still had to, I feel like they still had to be independent to put their shit out until they got that little label deal. So afterwards,
niggas
like...
Back in the day when niggas wasn't signed, they was selling shit out their trunk. That was the independent wave. It wasn't no independent wave.
Shout out to Master P.
Getting to the masses, you know what I mean? Because there was no internet. Yeah. So they would have just stayed local.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless they moving around and going to other cities playing
touching
the shit.
People.
You know what I mean? And
that's
much,
the thing.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. I'm sure
it was a
lot
real
easier.
Hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had to grind for it for real.
But you can't get to the masses like that.
And that's the thing, like,
you know what I mean? Without a label.
With
in
that
those
internet
days.
Now, with the internet start changing, you able to do
shit.
All this and make your own beats
you
and
don't
do
need
all this.
Label. You don't
it
need
changed
label
up the whole game, so you can be independent. You know what I'm saying?
Got
so you can put your stuff together and make your own stuff. People's watching. Because it seemed like every time, no matter who you was, with anybody you signed with, was some kind of fuckery going on.
Yeah, you could, there's ways to feed your target audience now, you know what I mean, like directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, you can figure out ways just to, you know what I mean, just to pump content out to your target audience and not worry about everybody else. And if they support you, they support you.
Yeah.
You got 100,000 niggas supporting you. That's pretty good.
I was about to say, yeah, you're doing well. You doing well.
You sell 100,000 niggas a $20 t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Not, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Not doing too bad, bro.
Oh, man. Dirty Water Podcast shirt's coming soon, too.
I was thinking about when Nipsey also sold the CD for like 100. Like,
yeah,
man, nice. You know what I'm saying? That was like
for
a tough hustle.
Yeah.
How many was it? Like 20 of them? He didn't do that much. Mm-hmm. He just
no. He's not. He sold a few of them.
It was 1,000 of them. He made 1,000 of them, and I think he made like 100,000 off of it.
Okay.
And I think Hov bought a lot of them.
I think he said Hov brought like 10 of them or something like that. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, shit. That was nice, though.
For sure. Power. You guys watching Power? Dave, you still not watching Power?
I haven't seen it.
I don't watch that little bullshit.
CJ, you seen Power? So I can talk about Power, right? All right, cool. No, I'm talking about Power. Fuck you. What'd you see, Moses? You better not unplug my mic, CJ. Fuck out of here.
It's a whole lot of bullshit.
Okay.
Well, I know.
They pissing me off, man.
Wow.
Them niggas, man, because this shit is not looking
stupid.
Real, man. None of this shit is looking fucking real,
yeah,
man. Look,
this is looking stupid. Can't even do
The Ghost of Angela, for one.
Oh, God.
And then, oh, y'all
I'm doing this. I'm being the man you want me to be.
What? The fucking ghost. They done went Empire on the nigga.
Oh,
man,
my
the
God.
Ghost. She's
this
dead.
Nigga humping ghost.
And then Tommy shoots up all of the penthouse. He shot up.
He
shot
shot
the
it
home
up, man.
And killed Proctor.
Do.
Like, ain't nobody hear that shit. Ain't nobody hear that shit in Tribeca.
Nah, I knew he was listening to Griselda.
He got up out of there.
Nah, he was listening to Griselda.
Man, listen.
Do.
I see where this bullshit is going though, man. They about to
I'm
make-
sick of niggas busting back like a little bitch though. Probably to bust back like a little bitch.
He bust back what he had.
Nah, nigga. If somebody he coming through the... Listen what I'm saying. Somebody chopping through the door. You going to save that clip so you can pop his ass. What the fuck you going to shoot off the whole clip and just let nigga
Well, he was trying to hit him when all the other times.
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Man, Tommy reloaded on his ass.
Nah, it wasn't a real life situation.
Well, I can agree with that too. Like, I don't understand what the fuck they doing on Power, man. Just end this shit. Like, kill Ghost, kill Tommy, kill Tasha, kill all, kill Lala, kill them all. Fuck it.
Them niggas still finding parks in front of the buildings.
Yeah. Yo, oh my God.
Can't find no park in the city.
Bro, they got a scene where they had to deal with Tariq's bullshit. And the fucking dude, Vincent, he just has a park in his Range Rover just right there. Yeah. Like, he's just waiting. Like, the police ain't telling him to come move. No, he's parked right there waiting. Like, come on. Ain't nobody else parked there.
Yeah. Double parking and nothing.
This shit is fucking crazy. I'm going to keep watching it, though.
That's what I'm saying, man. Snowfall, man.
I finished Snowfall.
Woo.
Snowfall. Did you finish Snowfall?
Second season. I ain't seen third season.
Okay, get in that shit, man. That shit fire, man. That shit fire. We said we was gonna have a crackhead story.
Crack.
Shout out to Snowfall. That crack. All that shit.
No crackhead story. Crack.
Moses said he had a crackhead story.
Okay, listen.
Let's do it.
It's working at a spot, man. This dude watched dishes. We knew he was a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? Crackhead Kirk.
What's his name? Crackhead Craig?
Yeah, Crackhead Curry.
Oh, Kirk.
Curry.
Curry. Yeah.
Like curry chicken? Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Crackhead so, Curry.
I didn't want you to say Kirk because you know that's the name of the baby album.
His name Curry.
Was called he
Kirk.
Blood? Is it Crackhead Burgy?
Nigga used to wash the dishes, have his hat, and his beard looked like crazy. He really looked like Popeye, except his grandpa. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can envision like it.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, okay, you remember you seen the Boondocks?
Yes.
Alright, you remember when
my son watching the Boondocks now. I don't think I'm proud of that.
When Stink Meaner had his homeboys, you know what I'm saying, came and tried to whoop on his ass.
Stink Meaner. That's coming back out too.
Yeah. You remember his homies?
I can't remember, Sanford but go ahead, man. Yeah,
he like Sanford's son with the beard. So he already knew, like, because he all talked about it before he came to work. He was like, yeah, you about to go out and be partying, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, what you going to do, Kirk? I'm going to just party.
Right?
So I'm like, all right. Me and my homeboy laugh like a motherfucker. You know, we going to be, like, cracked out.
Oh, God.
I come in. I'm coming in doing my work, and, like, the boss is like, where's Kirk? I was like, I don't know, man. You call him, man. Call him three times. So somebody knew where he's at. So you know how you have people go pick up the people where he's at. So they want to go pick him up, right? So finally he get there. It's like shirt all messed up. But he got it buttoned up. You know, it's like off.
Is it the holy shirt? The holy shirt?
Nah, it's like a work shirt, but his button is off. You know what I'm saying? He got boots on.
Yeah.
So he got the handle. He got already coming talking shit. So
better watch.
I got the manager all hyped up.
Is he cracked up?
Oh man, he coming in like he own this junk, man. That's crazy. If I came in, I'd be fussed out.
Why you gassing him out? Why you gassing him up?
Because like he ain't gonna do nothing. So he
you ain't shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Nah, you ain't shit.
He's an instigator.
Nah, fuck that. I gotta have fun. So he all hyped, right? He so hyped, like he cockeyed, right? He's cockeyed, but
well, that's not cool.
He's trying to look at me, and I can see him look at somewhere else. You so he's stink. Like a gecko. So he's pulling up his pants. You know how like a coach keep pulling up his trousers? That's what he keep doing. All hyped up, right? I'm about to show him. I'm like, yeah, show him. So like, yo, Curry, why you late, yo? He like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, man, why I'm late, man? I don't give a fuck, man. You want me to wash these dishes or what? Like, oh, he's an OG. Yeah. He was like, what? He walked up out of there. I was like, yeah, his ass ain't going to do nothing. So later on, right, like everything is over.
The boss sitting there talking like he done did something. Yeah, I told Anthony, but next time he better be on time. I'm like, this nigga didn't say nothing. Like, what are you talking about? Curry in the back washed all them dishes in 2 seconds. Like, that nigga was fast with it. Even though he was fucked up. So that shit was funny to me. He was all fucked up. But he finished them dishes, though. Yeah, them shit's clean, nigga.
Yeah, shout out to the crackheads. They don't die.
Yeah, that's crazy. There ain't many crackheads left, though.
Yeah, it's about...
it can't be too many crackheads.
It's about 15 left.
I say a good 30.
Ain't no more
good. That's a good 30. I'm talking about U.S.-wise.
25.
50 U.S.-wise.
It's about 25 left.
They on all the other bullshit with the pills and heroin and shit.
Down to the crackheads. They be on the job, man.
Yeah. I don't see no crackhead no more, man.
Shit. Well, I still see one or
see
two.
See one's like edging. It's like a vampire.
If you're a new crackhead in 2019, kill yourself.
Shout out to anybody going through any mental health issues. You get through it. Don't worry. Check on your strong friend, for real. You never know what niggas go through, man. You never know what niggas going through, man. Push through it. You don't believe in mental health, Dave?
Of course I do.
And you go to...
Of course I do. Crazy people. You got crazy people everywhere, nigga. Like you talking
crazy.
About. Crazy. Whatever. Nigga, crazy is mental health, too.
Need some help. That's all you can tell them. I can't help you.
You can't help.
We helping by whatever they listen to
it
us.
It could be anxiety and all that shit. It could be a whole bunch of shit.
Don't get it twisted. It's not a lot of crackheads bad, like doing bad.
We ain't talking about crackheads, nigga.
What are you talking about, crackheads?
Oh, what are you talking about then?
So
niggas that go through mental health.
Crack is a mental health thing. That's what he talking about.
You think so?
Mental health? No. No, go back.
It could be, though, because of their vices. Motherfuckers going
Do not
through
say
shit.
We just mixed
shit.
Up like 8 conversations. What are we talking about?
Niggas that going through mental health issues.
All right. So leave the crack alone. Leave
exactly,
the crack out.
Moses. Right, okay, we done.
Leave the crack Moses.
Leave the crack alone. Crack alone.
I zoned
Moses.
Out for a minute.
Don't do it.
Jesus Christ.
Who does crack, man?
Yeah, well, for real, like we need as black people, as black men especially. We need to, again, go to the fucking doctors. You know what I mean? A lot of things could be prevented if we just go get a fucking checkup. Or if we feel a certain type of way, tell somebody. You know what I mean? Because as we do in the black community, we dismiss... we dismiss fucking mental health. We dismiss it and say, oh, that nigga crazy. Just put him in a room in the back.
And that ain't right.
And nah, nigga. That nigga needs some help.
Right.
Yeah.
He could be, you know what I mean? He either needs medication or he needs to speak to somebody.
Right. You need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Right. So.
But that's hard. Yeah. I think it's hard with that situation.
Yeah.
It
sometimes,
depends on how it is.
Right. And a lot of times
people
can't afford
help.
It.
Yeah. Some people can help.
A lot of times
people
can't afford it.
You can do and some people you can't. I done seen people. And you done probably seen some people. Get some help. No, it just ain't working. There's different helps. Like, some people do help, like, different ways. Like, some of them just want to be around family. They do good. But if they get out of family, you see what I'm saying? They fuck up.
Have y'all thought about seeing a therapist?
Yeah.
Have y'all ever thought about seeing a therapist yourselves? Or no?
No.
Therapy is church.
I don't think I have...
My therapy is church.
Issues.
Your therapy is what?
My therapy is church.
There you go.
What you really need, I mean, I'm not knocking nobody going to see the therapist, but I feel like, what are they really telling you?
I thought about it.
What are they really telling with your degrees? Because I feel like I can get a degree on that.
What therapy is I think it's kind of like the art of listening without judgment.
Right.
A lot of people just need somebody to talk to without feeling, without feeling like they're being
judged.
You're
cheating the game.
But then you have to, you know,
you're cheating the game.
No, because
what
you get
why? You can pay your friend.
Listen.
Nigga, don't say nothing. And just, I need you listening.
Nah, because friends cross you.
Friends, you don't, a lot of shit you don't want to talk about. You could talk.
Don't
listen,
say that.
Now listen.
French cross you.
Where did Degree come in at?
I call my friends my bros. I'm right. Sorry.
But where the Degree comes in at is they kind of coach you into speaking about your experiences. You, of course, a lot of people that go to therapy don't want to speak about what they fucking talking about. Mm-hmm. So they get you
or
there.
Or shit they've seen.
Right. They get you there. They make you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then you start talking and then you start realizing, oh, shit ain't as bad.
Right.
Type shit. Like, right. It's an art to that. Mm. You know what I mean? You could talk to your friends till you blue in the face, but if they don't got no good advice for you, right, you're just fucking talking.
Because it ain't no judgment. You know what I mean? Your friend might judge you. Unfortunately, even though it's not supposed to be.
I'm just saying
they're not supposed to, but that's how it usually goes.
If you say a friend, that's a friend. To me, I'll call my friend my bros and cousins. Mm.
Well, that's me too. That's me too.
Like, you're not no friend. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes, like, your friends come don't always have.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Friends come and go. My bros don't. My cuz don't. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We still, no matter what, we fuss, we still gonna be there. So that's why I say it's different. So, like, if you wanna talk to your bros, the true niggas. Cause you gotta take some judgment. Don't take every judgment like the nigga going wrong. He ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong. But it depends on who you talk to. Don't talk to a nigga like stupid. Come on. And that's what we be doing. Listen, like, admit it. Like, a lot of niggas like go to the wrong person to talk to and they know it.
Maybe they don't
get off their chest. But sometimes you just want to split out, but then later on, why the fuck I tell this nigga? Because I was seeing some niggas mad, came to work and spit some shit, and the next thing, why the fuck I tell them?
And the fucked up thing about it is niggas don't know how to get it. Yeah, boy. Like, you want to confide with your homie, your bro, and you expect them not to say nothing, but a lot of times they do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Like, on some bullshit.
At least you know when you go to therapy that they're legally obligated not to say anything. They can't. Right. They're not even supposed to tell the police.
Like, that's what you paying for.
That's, yeah.
For them to shut the fuck
for the
up.
Confidentiality.
Yeah. Okay. And then maybe give you advice.
Saying that in the friends, you know, okay, saying, quote unquote, the friends, they got a problem, right? Mm. And they tell one friend, and the friend tell another friend, but not nobody, just a friend around the circle. Is that still wrong?
First of all,
because you ain't supposed to say shit.
Right, exactly.
Listen what I'm saying, because if they his so-called friends, they not going to come at them like that, but they going to watch what they do. You know what I'm saying? Then ready for that person to tell them.
You ain't supposed to say shit.
All right, my nigga, if you're ahead, I'm going to say a scenario. You had an issue, you told me.
Yeah.
And you asked me, say you wanted to harm yourself, right, which I know you wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Please don't.
And you told me about it. Mm. Only way I would tell Lex is if I knew Lex was gonna help me fucking help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm not gonna tell
That's
him
what I'm
if,
saying.
If Lex right. ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Right, right, right,
type
right,
shit.
Right, right, right.
And we're gonna come to you and listen, we're gonna help you out. I'm not gonna tell him and then not tell you that I told you. Told right. him. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, we're gonna work this out together, bro. Right. Cause you tripping.
Would you do that?
Cause you tripping.
But yeah, I agree with that. But also, do you agree with them just like waiting to tell everybody? Because, you know, some people just get everybody together and just tell them what's going on.
Ain't never, I mean, however you get it out,
that way
it, helps
you know what I'm saying,
fucking helps you.
It, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can help me out. I feel like that's what they're doing.
A lot of people
okay,
don't do
yeah.
But if I feel like they tell you silently,
I'm only speaking on it if it's on some helpful shit. Mm. I'm with Dave on that. But if niggas is just telling me shit, want to confide with me, and don't want me to tell nobody else, even if it's like, nah, don't. Like, Moses, if you tell me some shit and you like, you don't want Dave to know whatever, and you just want to tell me, all right, cool, that's just what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's just how you feeling at that moment.
Yeah.
The same thing with Dave, the same thing with CJ.
Yeah.
But not if it's like what Dave just said, if we need to help somebody on some shit, because of what they're going through and how they feeling. Mm-hmm. Nah, I gotta tell Dave. Mm-hmm. I need Dave to know so we it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell CJ. It's a team effort.
Keep an eye on your stupid
ass.
Yeah,
exactly, because we brothers anyway. Okay. So we gotta make sure Moses is good. All of us, not just you. Don't need to just see one of us. You need to see all three of us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's one thing I want you to explain, because like I want people to understand, like, you need all kinds of help. Like, let them help you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people come, don't take offense.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm letting y'all give these reasons.
Yeah, you run around.
You know what I'm saying?
If you run around here acting like De Niro in Taxi, you have to talk about some shit.
Right. Okay.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, like. You know how some people don't be wanting to take advice. Right. So.
Talk to your friends if you need some help.
Check on your strong friends.
Check on your people. Yeah. Especially if you feel like it's a weird vibe. I feel like if that's your bro, like, you'll know. You'll be like, man, hope we ain't at the right.
Right.
CJ ain't at the right, man. Let me see what's going on.
Right.
You need to go see what's going on, bro.
You see how CJ was eating that chicken?
You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't acting right.
That nigga never throw it out on the bone. You know what I'm saying? Fucking pissed.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
All right, so we're going to get into the dirty dope of the week, man. Shout out to the
dirty dope.
I'm feeling so east side today.
Dirty dope. Dirty dope.
I'm so east side. All right. This is Cody and Kev featuring Veli Sosa, A1. I like this shit.
I sound like a soap opera, Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soda. Finish this when I'ma pull up. Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm codeine Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soul. Finish this when I'ma pull up. Got baby bottles, but a nigga don't got no infants. Yellow tussin looking pissy. Yeah, I came up, these niggas can't believe it like Ripley's. I'm a hustler, that's the difference. Yeah, I love blues, I ain't talking about pits. Run them pockets, I approach with the stick. I knock you off and them charges won't stick. I hit a valley to duct tape your bitch. Sosa in town, and guess who he with? That nigga codeine that talk slow when he sip. Backpack jugging and stay on a mission. I got the juice like I let go of Bishop. So much scale, got that house smelling fishy. All this green got it looking like Christmas. Big bag of goods on my back like St. Nicky. Click on the ride like a made from scratch biscuit. Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soul. Finish this when I'ma pull up. Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soul. Finish this when I'ma pull up.
Jay's asking for a motherfucking wake up. I'll take your bitch, fuck up a makeup. If you owe me, nigga, you better pay up. I'll shoot your bitch ass in the face, bruh. Got a stick close by, nigga, right now. Throw the K worth of diamonds on me right now. Two piped up, on, not a pipe down. All the water on me, bitch, now I might drown. He ain't talk about money, don't talk loud. He a broke motherfucker, need to be quiet. Nigga, I ain't young chump, but it going down. And I'm bigger than you and your own town.
Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soul. Finish this when I'ma pull up. Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put him in a coma. Cigar fuller, only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zoner. I make a call to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soul. Finish this when I'ma pull up. I got that 40 on me, I ain't talking about liquor. FNM, I trust a pistol. I used to roll a Dutchie presidential. Now I just stuff a Dutchie presidential. My cousin Key had a green Continental, and we so green out of three residentials. Pound of OG in the trunk of the rental. Vacuum shit up, it won't skunk up the rental. I'm on that Sprite and codeine, ain't no liquor. I had so much fucking lean in my system. You can smell promethazine when I'm pissing. When you a boss, you ain't got a position. These busboy niggas still washing the dishes. You ain't a plug unless you got the ticket. You ain't a hustler unless you can flip it. Duct tape and ESG running the bitches. Yeah. Jay's asking for a wake up, call it Folgers. A1 put them in a coma. Cigar full of only 93 when I roll up. A1 gas, bitch, no zona. I make a car to Atlanta, then Goonies gon' load up. Top shot, I call him Sosa. I'm coding Kevin, yes, I got codeine in my soda. Finish this when I'ma pull up.
My nigga Cody and Kev on the east side.
Okay.
A1. What you doing, Dave?
Shout out to Cody and Kev.
Cody is not flat.
Friend of the show.
Cody.
Pastor Aux, you heard?
Pastor Aux, you heard. What are you playing today? Dirty Dope of the Week, Dave. What you got going on? I know some New York shit.
All right.
Shit, yeah.
Okay.
It's my nigga Tay Tay Benz.
Okay.
Called Tables Turn.
I just killed the apple juice.
Be treated average. I just put them with the check. I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me. Now you a casualty. I'm way too fly to be treated average. I just put them with the check. I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me. Now you a casualty. Fuck that honesty policy. Swear to God when you lied to me. Started bugging and tweaking. And when these girls tried to follow me, held you close when you cried to me. Found out you was sneaking, caught you creeping and body me. I'm like, fuck an apology. Overdosed on the Tito's, fuck my ex on the D-Lo. I was covering the skeezos, so I had to let it go. My feelings just ain't the same, and I don't care what you saying. The way you moving is lame, I'm tired of playing this game with you. Yeah. I'm tired of playing this game. I'm way too fly to be treated average. I just pulled up with a check, I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me, now you a casualty. I'm way too fly to be treated average. I just pulled up with a check, I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me, now you a casualty. You probably thinking I'm frontin', I hope you like what you wanted. Take they bands with these screaming, you know I'm leaving with something. Or would you say that you love me if you know it meant nothing? Reverse psychology arguments got me thinking I'm bugging. You said it's mine, you was bluffing. I should've known you was fucking. Look at you, I'm disgusted. It was mine, but he touched it. Bitch, I'm good, I don't want it. I'm the plucky and runner. I'ma fuck up this summer. You gon' be sick when I come up, yeah. You gon' be sick. You gon' be sick when I come up. Check, I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me. Now you a casualty. I'm way too fly to be treated average. I just put up with this check. I know you mad at shit. How could you possibly be mad at me? And cheating happily. Can't forgive what you done to me. Now you a casualty.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, shout out to Elmsford.
You know what I'm saying?
Page Street.
Shout out to the East Side. Reveal shit.
We're ready.
We getting the fuck out of here. This is episode 45 of Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah.
Check us out on Twitter, Dirty Shut up, fool. Dirty_water_NC.
Dirtiest water.
Check us out on Instagram. Dirty_water_podcast. Dave, what's your shit?
Huh?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Huh?
Instagram, and I finally have an Instagram. So, Dirty Water underscore Lex.
Huh?
Check me out on Instagram. I ain't talking about shit on there, though, but I don't know.
Check it on.
I don't know. I'm going to post some shit. I'm going to keep posting shit. Fuck it. Get a fucking Instagram, Moses.
Fuck that.
You not going to get an Instagram?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
When you going to do it? Do it right now. Show me on your phone right now. Show me on your phone right now.
Man, my phone is low.
Put it on your Jesus piece. Put it on your Jesus piece. put it on your Jesus piece. You're going to do it. Come on.
I don't
on.
Know my
Come
account.
On. All right. Whatever, man.
This nigga phone still got Snake on.
And thank you to everybody that listened to us. And if you don't listen to us, that's cool. Fuck you. You will be. We out of this motherfucker.
Tablet,
yeah.
Word.
Yeah.